this compressive position. There are some exceptions to compressive procedure. For example, dispute concerning maritime boundary delimitation can be excluded from compulsory procedure if state parties want to exclude such dispute from compulsory procedure, or some dispute involving military activities or disputes involving law enforcement activities, certain type of law enforcement activities can be also excluded from this compulsory procedure. Now, let me turn to International Tribunal for the Law of Sea. International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea is founded by the convention. It's a Law of Sea Convention. It is located in Hamburg, Germany. It is composed of 21 judges. This year is the 20th anniversary of the founding of International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea. In fact, last month in Hamburg, we had a commemoration ceremony, and also we had a big symposium in this auspicious occasion. The primary function of the Law of Sea Tribunal is to settle disputes concerning interpretation or application of the convention. But the tribunal can also deal with the dispute other than a dispute arising under the convention, as long as parties to the dispute confer jurisdiction on our tribunal. But the main function of the tribunal is to settle dispute concerning interpretation or application of the convention. When parties to dispute agree to submit their disputes to the tribunal, that tribunal will give its decision to settle such dispute. In case of compulsory procedure under the Law of Sea Convention, in other words, any party to the dispute start a legal action against another state unilaterally, then this compulsory procedure will be applied. In such compulsory procedures, International Tribunal for the Law of Sea is one of the four procedures available to the parties. That is to say, what is available to the party to the dispute is not only my tribunal, ITLOS, but also International Court of Justice, then Annex 7 arbitration and Annex 8 special arbitration. In other words, when states have a dispute concerning interpretation or application of the convention, any state can start legal action against another state if they are unable to settle their dispute by means of their choice. Two, one of those four available forms, in other words, tribunal, ICJ, or two types of arbitration. Then there is a very interesting procedure called default procedure. If there is a dispute between two states, state one and state two, then if state one wants to submit dispute to ITLOS, and state 2 wants to submit dispute to ICJ. Then, in accordance with this default procedure, such dispute would be submitted to NX7 arbitration rather than ITLOS or ICJ.
There is some gentleman that can't understand English. Is it possible to allow us to, every 10 minutes, to have a summary of your presentation in Persian to the public?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so is it convenient, is it convenient time to pause for interpretation?
Yeah.
So far, so what I said so far?
From now, for example.
So my friend will
start to translate after 10 minutes of your presentation.
So
in Persian.
Okay. Then now can I? Can I continue?
Yeah, you can continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can continue. Look, I don't know exactly how much time I'm allowed to speak, but usually I don't like to speak myself for a long time.
Yeah.
So I try to be as brief as I can, and then we can have some interaction. You can ask any question to me related to my tribunal or the advocacy or international in general. So I will try to be as brief as I can, and we have some question and answer session. I just explain about this interesting procedure called the default procedure. That is to say, If parties to dispute prefer to submit their dispute to different procedure, then NX7 arbitration is the forum to which such dispute is submitted. Therefore, arbitration, especially NX arbitration, is a very important procedure under Law of Sea Convention. This is a little bit unfortunate for us from our standpoint because of this default arrangement. Many disputes, in fact, have been submitted to arbitration rather than to our tribunal. But that was how this default procedure was agreed in the Law of Sea Convention. We have, there's nothing we can do about this, but the tribunal, of course, wishes that we would have more dispute being submitted to our tribunal. Now, as I said, this is the 20th anniversary of my tribunal. Over the past two decades, tribunal has dealt with 25 cases. So 25 cases for 20 years, I can't say we have dealt with many cases. It's slightly more than one case per year. But again, there is nothing much we can do about this. We are only able to deal with the case which state parties submit to us. Anyway, we dealt with this 25 cases. If you look at those cases, So far, we have decided 21 cases out of those 25 cases. Two cases have been discontinued, and currently two cases are pending before the tribunal. If you look at the types of cases that have been submitted to our tribunal, there are nine cases related to prompt release of ships and crew. There are seven cases concerning provisional measures. There are seven cases on the merits of the dispute, and there are two cases on advisory opinion. Tribunal can give advisory opinion, and also we have a seabed dispute chamber which can give advisory opinion. Now, in terms of parties to the dispute, in terms of regional distribution, so far 11 Asian countries appear before tribunal, 7 African countries, 11 Latin America and Caribbean countries, 13 Western European countries, 4 Eastern European countries appear before our tribunal. So in terms of regional distribution, in fact we see rather even regional representation before our tribunal. In terms of economic development, 22 countries which appear before our tribunal are developed countries, and 24 countries that appear before our tribunal are developing countries. So again, here we can see some even distribution in terms of among states, in terms of economic development. Now I'll take a break for quick interpretation, translation of what I said.
Very thanks. Can I have a seat?
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Frank. بله اسم الله الرحمن الرحیم ایشون تاریخچه‌ای از حضور ایران در نهادهای بین‌المللی گفتن از به نوعی اعتقاد ایرانیان به حاکمیت قانون گفتن از رأی مشهور شرکت نفت گفتن که به اصطلاح باز بخوام